Two Sundays ago, I spoke on the marks of a healthy church.
两个主日前，我曾讲到一个健康教会的标志。
We took the text from Acts chapter 2, verses 41 to 47.
我们所引用的经文曾是《使徒行传》第二章四十一节到四十七节。
And there we see five marks of a healthy church or a healthy believer.
我们看见一个健康教会或者信徒的五个标志。
The first mark is lovers of God's word.
第一个标志就是爱上帝的话语。
The second mark is regular Christian fellowship.
第二个标志就是有常常的主基督徒的交通。
The third mark is prayerful believers.
第三个标志就是一个常常祷告的信徒。
The fourth mark is God exalting worship.
第四个标志就是荣耀神的敬拜。
And the fifth mark is spirit-filled soul winners.
第五个标志就是常常被圣灵充满来领人归主。
The Bible gives us a big picture of what a healthy church should be like.
圣经给我们一个图画，就是健康的教会是怎么样的。
And we only considered five, there could be more.
我们只是看五样，但是可以更多。
Sometimes some of us are so hung up on one of the marks.
可能我们被其中一个标志所注重。
That we forget that the rest are important as well for a balanced, healthy spiritual life.
我们可能会看重其中某一点，但是却忽略了其他也是相当重要的那些标志。
And this is just like our emphasis or desire to eat a balanced meal.
这就好像我们要有这个均衡的饮食一样。
We do not want to be just meat eaters.
我们不要只是成为一个肉食者。
We want to have the nutrients that are complete.
我们要一个完全均衡的这个营养。
So in the same way, a Christian must have all these elements in his life.
所以同样的，基督徒也应当有这些要素在他的生命中。
So don't be hung up on just one of it.
不要只是被其中一点所抓住而已。
I should have emphasized this in the last message, but I thought.I need to bring it up since I forgot.
我应该在上次的信息里面强调，但是我忘了。
Because sometimes some people are so hung up on just worship itself, they forget that there are other marks of the Christian life.
可能我们当中有人被这个只是被敬拜所强调，但是却没有强调其他的方面。
And others are so hung up on just fellowship, bonding, they forgot the other marks as well.
但某些人可能会常常注重基督徒的交通，却忘记其他的方面。
So may I remind us this morning to have these five marks for a balanced, healthy Christian life.
因为我们大家被提醒，一个健康的基督徒生活应该有至少这五个标志。
Now this morning our message is on the mission of the church.
今天早上我们的信息是教会的使命。
If I were to ask you this question,
假如我要问你这个问题
，What is the main business?Of the local church,
一个当地的教会的主要的这个工作是什么呢
？What would be your answer?
你的答案是什么呢
？What did Jesus leave us to do?
耶稣基督要带领我们到哪里呢
？What did Jesus leave us on here on earth to accomplish?
耶稣基督要让我们在这地上要达到什么事呢
Now this morning I want to emphasize the importance of keeping the main thing, the main thing.
今天早上我们要强调的是把主要的当作是主要的。
And I want to focus on Christ's commission to his church.
我们要注重的一点就是耶稣基督给教会的使命。
In the in-conversation, I invited your input on the vision of new life as well as the mission of new life.
我要邀请大家，曾经邀请大家，就是让你提供这个新生命堂这个要做的这个事是什么呢
？And I said, in the mission of the church, we are already given that mission, but how do we put it in a succinct, creative way.
我们已经被赋予这个使命，但是我们要如何达到这个使命，以一个成功或者是有效的方法来达到这个使命呢？
So far, I have only one email sent to me.
我到现在才只有一个来回答。
So a reminder, please give me your input on the vision statement and mission statement of the church.
请大家给我提供这个教会的意向和使命的这个建议。
And I'd like to compile them, pray about them, and hopefully together we can come up with a statement of the vision and a mission statement by the next In Conversation.
就是我就是希望大家能够提供意见，让我能够来组合，然后来祷告，然后呢，来有一个教会的意向和使命的这个标题。
First, let me give you an outline of Acts chapter 1.
首先让我给你这个使徒行传的这个大纲。
In the first 11 verses of Acts 1, we have commission and ascension.
这个第一个大纲就是使命和耶稣基督升天。
In the second verses 12 to 14, we have common fellowship.
第十二到十四节是基督徒的交通。
And in the third verses 15 to 26, we have choice of Matthias.
到十五节和十五节到二十五节，我们有这个马提亚的这个被选择。
Now let us look at some introductory background.
让我们看见这开始的这个背景。
The context of Acts 1.
这个《使徒行传》一章的上下文。
Luke begins verse 1 by saying, "The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach."
使徒行传第一章第一节那里说到，提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣基督开头所行所教训的。
The former treatise is the first account he wrote, which is the Gospel of Luke.
他所讲到的前书呢，其实就是路加福音。
Now Christ's mighty work did not end with the crucifixion.
耶稣基督大能的工作不是结束于在十字架上。
After his suffering, the Bible tells us here that he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs.
耶稣基督他受苦之后，他显现了，他复活了，他显现了，借着各样的这个凭据。
The word infallible proofs means convincing proofs, demonstrative evidence.
就是很有说服力的，而且很有示范力的这个证据。
Luke had already given vivid examples of these proofs.
路加已经给了很鲜明的这个证据。
In the Gospel of Luke, we see the appearance of Christ to the disciples on the road to Emmaus.
在路加福音的叙述里面，看见耶稣基督在以马忤寺向门徒们显现。
He appeared to Peter and to the disciples.
他也向彼得、向门徒们显现。
And the appearances to the apostles are absolutely essential for their primary role in Acts of being witnesses to his resurrection.
耶稣基督的显现是重要的，这对于门徒为他做见证是重要的。
And the appearances of the Lord Jesus lasted over a period of 40 days.
耶稣基督的显现呢，大概有四十天之久。
It is a time frame with rich biblical associations.
这是一个很有象征意义的这个四十天的时期。
For example,In the wilderness, the time Moses spent on Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments was 40 days.
这个摩西在这个西奈山那里领受这个律法约有四十天之久。
And 40 days also evokes the period of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness.
而这四十天也在耶稣基督受试探那里也被形容。
Just as it was a time when Jesus prepared for his ministry, so for 40 days, the risen Christ prepared his followers for their ministry.
如同耶稣基督四十天在旷野里面预备他的事工，他也在这四十天里面预备他的门徒服侍主。
This is the last time that Jesus appeared to them at the Mount of Olives.
这是在最后一次在这个橄榄山，耶稣基督向门徒们显现。
And at that gathering, Jesus commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father.
就在这个聚集里面，耶稣基督嘱咐他们不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的。
And the Greek construction can be rendered quite literally, stop departing from Jerusalem.
而在希腊文的这个结构里面可以这样说，不要离开耶路撒冷。
Implying that at this point, the disciples have been coming and going from the holy city.
就是讲到说这个门徒他们曾经就是在这圣城里面进出。
And the Lord says, stop departing.
而主说停止离开那。
Remain in Jerusalem and await the promise of the Father.
留在耶路撒冷等候父所应许的。
And this is a reference to his teaching on the coming of the Holy Spirit in the Gospel of John 14, 15 and 16.
这也是讲到耶稣基督在约翰十四章、十五章、十六章所讲到要来圣灵要来的应许。
He repeats that promise here in Acts 1.
他在《使徒行传》第一章那里重复这个应许。
Verse 5.
第五节说
For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit here is a reference to the unique, unrepeatable event at Pentecost.
这个圣灵的洗呢，是讲述到在五旬节是单一的，而且没有重复的事件。
And we see this promise fulfilled on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2.
而我们在《使徒行传》第二章那里看见这个应许呢，就成就在这个五旬节的门徒的身上。
The Holy Spirit will fill the apostles with the power of His presence, and He would be their source of grace and strength for their ministry ahead.
而这个圣灵呢，要充满以他的能力和他同在充满门徒，并且呢，成为门徒们的恩典的泉源，还有力量的泉源来服侍主。
And then from verse 6 to 8, we have the disciples' question and the Lord's response.
这第六到第八节，我们可以看见门徒他们的问题，还有主的回答。
In verse 6, the disciples ask Jesus about the time of the kingdom.
的第六节，他们问到主的这个。国这个复兴以色列国的时间。
And in verse 7, the Lord rejected speculation about times altogether.
而第七节，主耶稣呢，拒绝了这个对时间的猜测。
And in verse 8, he replaced this with the relevant subject or the focus of the Christian church.
而在第八节呢，耶稣基督代替以这个基督徒应当有的使命代替这个回答。
The Lord wasn't saying that the doctrine of the last days, eschatology, is not important.
主耶稣并不是说这个末世论不重要。
In fact, he spoke about the last days on the Mount of Olives.
而耶稣基督在橄榄山也讲到这个末世。
And his sermons were recorded in Matthew chapter 24 and Matthew chapter 25.
而末世论也在马太福音二十四章二十五节那里提到。
What he was cautioning them was speculation.
耶稣基督所警戒他们的就是不要猜测。
Prediction of when the Lord would come.
不要预测主耶稣什么时候会来。
He wants them not to waste their time speculating, but instead spend their energy and their resources on the Great Commission.
耶稣基督不要他们花他们的精力时间在这猜测上，但是花他们的精力和时间在主的这个吩咐上。
And by the way, in the coming camp in June 17 to 20th, we are going to study eschatology.
在这个六月的十七到二十日，我们要研究这个末世论。
And I hope that as we look into the Word of God together, we will be free from the confusion of speculations.
盼望我们借着这几天的这个思想里面, 使我们免受这些猜测的这些混乱。
And we will have a right understanding of the second coming and be prepared for the Lord.
而使我们有更对耶稣基督再来有更明白的认识，并且预备主的到来。
Finally, in the context, we see that the ascension is a miraculous end to the earthly life of the Lord.
而我们最后也看到这个主的升天是耶稣基督在这世上的最后的一个所行的启示。
The gist of the disciples' question was whether he would at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel.
而门徒们的这个问题的中心点是说，主什么时候来？是不是在这时候来复兴以色列国？
The Lord does not reply that there will be no such kingdom.
主耶稣没有回答说没有这个天国。
But rather that it is not for you to know the times or the seasons.
主耶稣没有说没有，不是说没有以色列国，但是他说这时候日期你们不是应当知道的。
And in verse 8, he places the disciples' question in proper perspective.
而在第八节里面，耶稣基督回答那个门徒的问题，以一个正面的教导。
He tells them that the restoration of the kingdom involves a worldwide mission.
耶稣基督教导说，复兴这个国度呢，是牵涉到普世宣教。And
he gave his disciples a commission for a great work that will be the present aspect of the kingdom.
耶稣基督应许这个门徒呢，就是现今所有的这个事实所要去面对的。
And we see this in verse 8.
在这第八节有说到。
Let us read together in English, then in Chinese.
首先我们以英语来读，然后用中文来读。
Ready? Let's begin verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uppermost parts of the earth.
在第八节我们一起读，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。
Here we have stated for us the mission of the church.
在这里就提到了教会的使命。
Here is the main business of the church.
这就提到教会主要的工作。
The main business of all believers is to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ and testify to the great salvation that he has provided.
基督徒的主要任务呢，就是讲述耶稣基督，见证耶稣基督在他生命中的大救恩。
Jesus will return personally, bodily, and visibly as the great king, as he tells the disciples in verses 9 to 11.
在这个第八、第九节，耶稣基督讲到他回来的时候是以个人，并且带着他的身体，而且万人都可以看见他以大君王的身份来回来。
But while we await his second coming, we are to be involved in the Great Commission.
当我们在等待耶稣基督的再来的时候，我们也要在这大使命中来为主而行。
The Great Commission is the primary work of the church.
而这个大使命就是教会的主要工作。
And the implications in Acts 1:8 can be put it in this way.
而这个《使徒行传》1:8可以这样说。
Jerusalem can imply our own family and relatives.
而这个耶路撒冷可以代表我们自己的这个亲友。
Geographically, it may apply to our own country.
而这个地域上也可以讲到是我们的国家。
Judea may imply our friends and neighbors.
这个犹太全地也可以代表我们的亲友。
Countries that are near to us, around us.
就是也可以象征是在我们周边的国家。
Samaria applies to our strangers that we meet.
这个撒玛利亚也可以是我们的这个所不认识的人。
When we take a cab, when we sit in the MRT or a bus, and when we travel.
当我们在坐德士或者坐地铁的时候，我们所碰到的陌生人。
And geographically, it could refer to the Asian countries.
地区上也可以讲到是亚洲的国家。
Outermost part of the earth refers to world missions.
而世界的地极呢，就是也可以讲到这个其他的世界的各处。
And I want to consider with you the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 28.
而我们要来思想主耶稣的话，在马太福音第二十八章
，verses 18-20.
在18-20节。
Let us again read this together in English and then in Mandarin.
让我们再一次以这个英语，然后再以中文来读。
Shall we read together in English? Ready, begin. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and as you are going, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Now, this is a literal translation of the original.
我们一起来读使徒行马太福音第二十八章第十八到二十节。耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的。”都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
First, we see in this Great Commission the mandate.
首先，我们看见这个大使命的委托。
There is only one verb in the Great Commission.
在这大使命里面只有一节。
And that is to teach all nations in our KJV. In the Greek.It means make disciples.
就是在这个圣经的翻译的里面呢，就是说使万民做主的门徒。
The word go, baptize, teach are participles.
而这个去还有这个施洗呢，是这个受词。
So the Great Commission, contrary to many people's thinking, is not just a missions emphasis.Nor is it just a focus upon evangelism.
而这个许多人可能误解这个大使命只是在这个宣教或者是传福音。
It is to make disciples.
但是这个大使命其实是使万民做主的门徒。
That is the mandate.
这就是委托。
And the Lord gave us the methodology.
而主也给我们这个方法。
The methodology.Are the participles in the Great Commission?
而这个方法呢，就是在这个大使命所讲的这个受词。
Going tells us that reaching people for Christ should be a lifestyle.
而告诉我们，叫传福音呢，是我们基督徒的生活的一部分。
Now let me just give you a quick summary before I explain these participles to you.
让我给你一个很快的这个缩短来待会他们要讲述这个要做的事。
The authority behind the Great Commission is Jesus Christ.
在这大使命背后的这个主权呢是耶稣基督。
He says, all authority is given unto me, in heaven or in earth.
耶稣基督说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And this is very important because you can see in the book of Acts,When the disciples went about obeying the Great Commission.
当我们看见《使徒行传》第一章里面，门徒顺从主的教导去传福音。
They were opposed by many religious people.
他们被许多的宗教领袖所反对。
They were beaten up, persecuted, threatened not to speak about Jesus.
他们被逼迫、被捆绑，然后告诉他们不可传耶稣的名。
But their reply.To the authorities was, we ought to obey God rather than men.
但是他们对这些当局的回答是顺从人，我们是应当顺从神，不应当顺从人的。
If there is one day, the government of our country tells us believers not to preach the gospel.
有一天，假如我们的政府告诉我们这些信徒说不可传福音，
What are we to do?
我们要怎么办呢？
Some of us will say, well, the powers that be are ordained by God, we should obey the government.
而我们有当中可能说，这个权力是由政府所给的，所以是由神所给政府的，所以我们应当顺从政府。
But the question is, who is the greater power? If the powers that are ordained by God go against the one who ordained the governments, who should you listen to?
假如这个被政府是被神所赋予这个权力来阻挡上赐权力本身的神的话，你要顺从哪一个权力呢？
We should follow the apostles.And say we ought to obey God rather than men, even if our lives are threatened.
我们应当好像使徒那样，就算我们的生命受到威胁，我们也应当顺从神，而不顺从人。
We are to obey the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们应当顺从万王之王，万主之主。
Because he is the authority behind the Great Commission.
因为他就是这大使命背后的这个主权权力者。
And then we see the obligation as you are going.
我们就看见我们要行的事情，就是我当我们正要这样行。
As you are going, going where, going what?
我们要去，我们要去哪里呢
？Well, I think the idea here is as you are going about your daily business.
就是说我们每一天所做所行的事情。
As you are going about what you are doing every day, you are to what? Obey the Great Commission.
就是每一天我们所做的事就是来顺从这大使命。
The Great Commission is not to be obeyed in the sense that sometimes churches do.
我们这个大使命不是好像有些教会所做的那样。
I know of a churchThat puts every Friday as soul winning day.
有的教会他们把每个周五放为这个拯救灵魂日。
And members are urged to come on Friday evening and go out evangelism.
而会友们在今周五晚上呢就去出去来传福音。
Now I'm not against ideas like that.
我并不反对这样的建议。
But we must think of the Great Commission the way Scripture wants us to think.
我们要照着圣经所要教我们思想的来思想。
It is to be part and parcel of our daily life.
这就应该是我们生命中的一部分。
It shouldn't just happen on one day a week or even once a month.
这不应该只是在一周里面的一天或者是一个月里面的一天。
And I think sometimes people carry to an extreme.
我想有些人可能是走到极端。
And I'm telling you a true story.
我是告诉你一个真实的事。
This church that structured their evangelism on a Friday will tell the members, if you do not come on Friday, you have sinned against God.
有一个教会曾经在周五这对会友在说，假如你在周五晚上没来的话，你是在得罪上帝。
I don't know where you find that in the scripture.
我不知道你在圣经里面可以找到哪一些支持点。
As you are going,
当你站在走的时候。
You are to what? Make disciples.
你应当去做，使人做主的门徒。
Evangelism.
传福音。
Make disciples.
做主门徒。
Is a lifestyle.
是我们生命中的一部分。
And the place where we are to reach is all the world and everyone in it.
我们要达到的地方是直到地极。
I've already touched on the mandate and the message.
我已经讲述了这个委托还有这个信息。
So let me go to the other participles, baptizing.
让我们来思想另外一方面，就是来施洗。
Baptizing makes clear that our agenda for new believers is to identify them with the Savior and the local church.
这个为信徒施洗呢，很清楚的就是让新的这个信徒呢与主认同，并且在信心中建立他们。
And teaching them to observe all things instructs us to build them up. in the Christian faith.
而教导他，凡主所吩咐的都教导他们，就是建立他们在信心中。
And these are all important.
而这一切都是重要的。
But of the five essential Christian activities or marks of a healthy Christian, do you realize that soul winning or evangelism is the only one that will cease in heaven?
当你发觉到这个基督徒的五个标志的时候，你会发觉到传福音呢，在天上的时候呢，不需要了。
We will still continue to worship God.
我们还会敬拜神。
We'll still continue to learn of His Word.
我们在天上还是学习神的话。
We'll still continue to fellowship one with another.
我们还会在主里面交通。
But we will not have to evangelize.
我们就不
or make disciples anymore.
我们就不需要传福音，或者是做为主做主的门徒。
So the only time to win souls and make disciples is now.
而唯一的这个时间就是现在来使人做主的门徒。
And I want to challenge you as we close to pray for the salvation of your loved ones, friends, colleagues, and neighbors.
而在结束之前，让我们来为我们的所亲爱的朋友、家人、同事、邻居代祷。
And seek to witness to one person every week.
我们呢要寻求，就是每周来至少向一个人来传福音。
We are so caught up in the bustle and hustle.Of life in Singapore.
我们在新加坡常常为许多的事情所劳碌分心。
And we need to work against our mind being preoccupied merely with work or studies.
让我们再次让你这个传福音在我们的心中继续的来为主做工。
May we let the Holy Spirit control us and use us wherever He places us.
无论我们在什么地方，愿主的圣灵来掌管带领我们。
So we need to keep the main thing as a church.
在教会中，我们应当把重要的当作是主要的。
And spend our time, our talents, and our treasures in doing the things that matters most to God.
让我们以我们所有的才干、时间、精神来做神所看重的。
For our reflection and perhaps discussion in our groups.
在我们小组的这个讨论和回想的时候，
May you consider what we need to do as a church to fulfill the Great Commission, that is to make disciples.
让我们来思想，在成为主的教会，如何来为主传福音，使人做主的门徒。
And may I ask you, are you willing to do your part?
让我来问你，是否愿意尽你的责任呢？
May God speak to us.
愿主对我们说话。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的天父。
We are so familiar with the Great Commission.
我们对大使命过于熟悉。
That sometimes that familiarity has caused us to neglect our duty.
到一个地步，甚至我们忽略了。
Because we only know it in the head.
因为我们也许只是在头脑上面认知。
But we pray that your word, your commission.Will impact our hearts.
愿主，我们祈求主，让你的大使命在我们的生命中来产生这个影响。
May your heartbeat be our heartbeat.
愿我们以主的心为心。
May your passion be our passion.
愿我们以主的爱为我们的爱。
And help us to make the Great Commission our lifestyle.
愿我们的生活成为这个愿主的大使命成为我们生活一部分。
And grant us the wisdom.
赐给我们智慧。
To fulfill the Great Commission in creative ways.
让我们以不同的方式来完成这个大使命。
Help us to use the technology that is available.
让我们有用现今所有的这个科技。
And instead of being distracted by technology or misuse it, may we use it for your glory.
与其我们被这个科技所分心，让我们用这个科技来荣耀主。
So may you challenge every heart this morning.
愿主挑望我们每一个人的心。
And all of us here as corporately as a church.
让我们整个教会都被主所挑望。
To keep the main thing, the main thing.
让我们以主要的事为主要。
Please help us in Jesus' name we pray.
我们求主帮助我们，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen.